South Dakota voters legalized recreational and medical cannabis last year when they passed Amendment A. Both of the measures involved cannabis and its uses. But those challenging Amendment A say they are two separate issues. That would violate the so-called single subject rule. Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tome and Highway Patrol Superintendent Rick Miller say the people's vote to legalize marijuana is unconstitutional. That is also Governor Kristi Noem's opinion. Mark Mickelson is a former Speaker of the House. The Sioux Falls Republican led the charge to approve the single subject rule in 2018. Mickelson says he brought the amendment to prevent lengthy ballot measures.
I want the issue properly briefed and argued, and then let those folks decide whether it applies or not. And if they conclude it doesn't apply here, well, that doesn't mean it doesn't apply to the next version of IM-22 or the next version of Marcy's Law, where clearly we had multiple topics in the same amendment.
Mickelson says the amendment is meant to prevent log rolling, the practice of combining multiple proposals into one ballot question. That can convince some people to vote for the whole package when they only support one aspect of it. Mickelson says he believes the law applies to Amendment A. Those supporting the amendment say marijuana and hemp involve the same subject. The state Supreme Court will hear arguments on Amendment A starting at 10 a.m. Central. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.